a proposed shift in land use designations for the Cowichan Valley Regional District, CVRD, has sparked public debate in Saltaire, with residents divided over how increased subdivision potential could shape the rural community's future. The changes are part of the CVRD's draft official community plan, Bylaw 4373, which reduces the number of land use designation categories from 156 to 21. The existing small lot rural designation requires a minimum lot size of 2 acres. As part of the consolidation, that designation has been reclassified as country suburban, which permits a density of 2.5 units per hectare, effectively reducing the minimum lot size to 1 acre. The CVRD says the consolidation reflects regional housing needs and updated growth boundaries. But some Saltaire, Area G, residents say they were not adequately consulted about what the change would mean. Residents question consultation process. More than 260 people have signed a petition opposing the reclassification, citing concerns about the impact on Saltaire's rural character, natural environment and infrastructure. "We do not approve of the removal of the rural 2-acre minimum lot size from Area G, Saltaire's official community plan, and request that it be reinstated," the petition states. Resident Diana Holland said many people only recently became aware of the proposed change. "Virtually everybody going door to door said people are surprised, they don't know," she said. "Why would it be appropriate to come up with this solution for Saltaire based on the self-interests of a few people who want to subdivide and not inform anybody?" Jane Walton added that the process has been confusing and poorly communicated. "There's been no mention, no consultation on this colossal change, yet a small group wanting subdivision are given great weight, if not sole influence on the decision." Other residents argue the change is needed to keep families in Saltaire and allow older homeowners to age in place. Saltaire resident Kirsten Waller lives on a 5-acre parcel on Seacloud Road with extended family. She supports the reclassification and says subdivision would allow her adult daughters to stay in the community. "If we could subdivide this big field that we have behind us, one parcel for each of our children, we could live near our grandchildren, help them out with their daycare, support our retirement needs, help with the taxes that we have to pay." She added that smaller parcels would still maintain the character of the area. "We're still looking at 1-acre parcels. So we're not looking at lots in a subdivision as they're describing it. I feel like that's misleading." Another Saltaire resident, Kim Horsley, agreed. "Saltaire should not be for the wealthy who can afford a 2-acre parcel," she wrote in an email. "It should be welcoming in young local families to our community, helping a housing crisis." The reclassification does not automatically enable subdivision. Individual properties would still need to meet rezoning and servicing requirements before being subdivided. However, it lays the groundwork for more subdivision applications to be considered under future zoning bylaws. "It will be the choice of the landowner on whether they subdivide," Horsley said. "Not all will choose to do so. There is a cost to it." Planning process questioned. Saltaire residents presented their petition during the public input session at the September 3 Electoral Area Services Committee meeting. The draft official community plan, OCP, remains under review and will require a public hearing before final adoption. Many residents expected decisions around land use to be part of the still-in-development local area plan, LAP, Schedule B, discussions. Instead, the reclassification was introduced through Schedule L, land use designations, and Schedule G, growth containment boundaries. Walton and Holland said there was no consultation on those. CVRD staff say there have been many opportunities for public input. At the September 17 Electoral Area Services Committee meeting, Coralie Breen, manager of planning for strategic initiatives, said engagement began in 2020 with open houses, surveys and policy sessions. Between 2021 and 2023, staff met with directors, parcel by parcel, to develop growth boundaries and held multiple workshops and advisory planning commission meetings. But in an email to a resident, CVRD planning staff confirmed that The local area plan community consultation did not include consultation on the growth containment boundaries or the land use designations. When asked to clarify the engagement process specific to land use designation changes, the CVRD declined to comment. Director McClinton defends approach. Area G Director Jesse McClinton acknowledged the large Saltaire turnout at the September 3 meeting. "I think I owe it to my community to say a few things about where I stand on it," he said. "When I was campaigning, my number one campaigning commitment was to create more flexibility for homeowners on the property," he added, noting that fewer than 20% of Saltaire lots would be affected. "My goal is to make the least amount of people angry, and I still think the path that we're on is the right path for our community." Decision-making process questioned. For many residents, the key concern isn't whether one-acre lots are good or bad, it's how the decision was made and communicated. In a letter sent to all electoral area directors, former Area G Director Lynn Smith wrote, "The CVRD staff can point to all their work to show they've met Local Government Act requirements, but clearly there has been a total disconnect with communities over this multi-year process." Smith said Saltaire residents deserve better. "Why would a director just ignore the petition?" she wrote. "Saltaire residents welcome the opportunity to engage with their director, APC, Advisory Planning Commission, members and CVRD staff to understand how our 88-page OCP is becoming a 714-page document." As the CVRD prepares for a public hearing on Bylaw 4373, OCP, the debate continues to raise broader questions about planning, consultation, and who gets to shape Saltaire's future.